So, first of all, let me shake your hand. It's a remarkable job.
Thank you.
Absolutely stunning. Is it difficult to work with such a classic?
I think we tried not to approach it with the idea that it was this classic hanging over it, and tried to think about it as wanting to tell the story in the best way we could, find the relationships, and make the characters really come out for the audience and feel that they could get out the message of the play. I think to approach it as a classic, thank you, it makes it in some ways more difficult, I think, for the actor. So it wasn't really something that we talked about very much, you know. I think that directing this play is kind of like a combination of Greek tragedy, Shakespeare, and a great Arthur Miller play, sort of all, you know, wrapped into one thing. I mean, the stakes have to be really high for the actors. There's certainly an acting style that goes along with it, so that you're able to commit to these big emotions and take the audience on that journey.
Is there any particular scene that was especially easy or difficult, or that you favored?
Oh boy. Well, as you saw in the play, they're all so different. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, in the first scene, we have, you know, in the beginning of the play, a lot of exposition about who the relationships are with between the farmers and the landholders, and setting up, you know, who Paris is, who the girls are, the first confession coming from Tituba. Then we go into a very sort of domestic scene where we get deep into the lives of the Proctors and learn sort of personal things about them. We have the forest with just Abigail and Proctor. So I guess if you want to put it like that, obviously a scene with two people in it is much easier than a scene with 15 people in it, where we have the vestry room, where we have so many different things happening. We have the three depositions that come in. We have the introduction of new characters that we haven't seen before in Act 2 when Danforth and Hawthorne come in. I think that probably was one of our more tricky scenes, only because we have so many people on stage all the time. Who are reacting to what's happening, maybe not necessarily part of the action, you know, on scene, if you will. But I think that was probably our crucible. But I mean, I would hope, you'll have to tell me what you think, but I think we nailed that one. So
I'd imagine with a play of this caliber, a lot of people showed up to auditions.
We had, I will tell you, the largest turnout ever for the Gallery Players the second night of our open call. There were 190 people signed in at 7:15. And I had to do something as artistic director that I've never done before, which was to cut off the sign-up list to the non-union people, because literally we would not have been able to stay. We stayed until midnight. We saw everybody who had signed in, and it was kind of like audition torture, because you just had to cut people off after a minute, and you know you want the best people, so you want to see them. But it was incredible. But you have everything in this play, from a 13-year-old to an 80-year-old, so. You know, it's so wide open, and there's 19 people in our cast.
Was it difficult to cast as a result?
We had lots of good choices. You know, we had some really high caliber talent come out, I think one of, believe it or not, one of the more difficult choices was Abigail.
Really?
And you would think that, you know, a young woman would be, and we had lots of them, you know, but it was just sort of nailing that combination of. Sort of genuineness and disingenuineness, and also the, you know, what she does and why she does it, and, you know, bringing all those elements together. So we saw a lot of people for that part. We called back a lot of people for that role.
How many?
I think we probably saw 12.
Wow. Callbacks.
Yeah, just like callbacks for that part, yeah.
What did you look for in some of the other characters?
I think in some ways just a real genuineness, you know, and a simplicity in their acting style. I think it's very important for this play. Also, you know, I'm obviously looking for people with training, because, you need some stamina to get through this. And you need sort of a way into the world that I think maybe somebody who had very little acting experience or no acting training would have a very hard time sustaining. Really the style that's needed to carry off a play like this.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, let me see if I can get you Rin and Gil, and we can maybe bring them up here again. Would that work for you?
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to say, though?
Come see The Crucible.
Okay.
We play through April 4th.
Oh.
Tickets are available.
Thank you. So.